listening to the Nonstop Sports Podcast. And now your hosts, Peyton and Jaden.
Welcome to our first podcast of Nonstop Sports with Peyton and
Jaden.
Alrighty, today we're going to be talking about last night's college men's basketball game. But before, thanks to our sponsor, Fertilon of Bountiful.
They do lawn treats, so if you want a green lawn, even during the drought, call them now at 801-295-3057.
Remember, 801-295-3057.
Make sure to tell them we told you.
And now, back to sports. Alrighty, so last night's game, number 1 seeded Kansas versus number 8 seed North Carolina. What did you think about it, Jaden?
I thought it was a good game, but it was hard because Baycott got injured. If 1 minute left in championship game, he rolled his ankle, which that probably hurt.
Yeah, and Kansas came back with the biggest comeback ever in championship game history.
They were down by 15 at the half. The score was 40-25, and they came back, and at the end, the score was 72-69, Kansas winning.
Yeah, Love had been really good in the tournament, but on that last shot, it airballed. Alrighty, now for the women's basketball championship game, Jaden.
The women's championship game was 64-49, South Carolina beating UConn. UConn was close at halftime, but then lost it in the fourth and third. South Carolina did good, same for UConn, but South Carolina took the lead and won.
Alrighty, now let's go to the NBA. Let's start off with the Ja Morant injury.
The Grizzlies have been 19-2 without Ja Morant, so that kind of means that without Ja Morant, the Grizzlies are doing better than when Ja Morant has been playing.
But when they do add Ja Morant, they're still going to be really good, and the Grizzlies just have a really nice lineup. I think they're going to do pretty well in the playoffs this year.
I think they're going to make it.
Yeah, alrighty. Next, let's talk about the Lakers and their coach.
The Lakers coach just got fired today in the morning. You think that's going to help the Lakers, Peyton?
I don't know. If they can find a good coach, I think it will help them.
What about Westbrook? You think he's going to leave or he's going to stay?
I think they could be looking for a trade. I don't know where they'd trade him, but he only has one more year left on his contract. So, or they could trade Davis. They could trade either one of them.
I think that Westbrook is going to leave because it just doesn't fit him.
Yeah. Alrighty, now let's talk about the playoff push. Alrighty, so my top team in the East, I've got Heat, and then I've got, in the West, I've got the Suns, and the Lakers or the Spurs could be in as the final team to make it into the playing games. Who do you think will make it in, Jaden?
I think that the Lakers are going to make it if Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook can work together and make shots and win.
Right now, the Spurs have a two-game winning over the Lakers. So Lakers need to win and hope the Spurs can lose in order for them to make it to the playoffs.
I think that the Spurs are going to break in and have it be 2-1 winning streak.
Yeah, I think the Spurs will go to the playoffs over the Lakers.
Same.
Alrighty, now let's go over to football. Alrighty, so for football, let's talk about who got better and who got worse during this offseason.
I think that the Raiders got better because they got Davante Adams, and I think Davante Adams is going to do really good for them. I also think that the Dolphins got better because I think that Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua Tagovailoa, and Devontae Parker are going to work good together. The last team I have doing good is the Broncos because I think Russell Wilson is going to do good for them.
Well, for the Dolphins, Devontae Parker got traded to the Patriots, so he won't be there anymore, but still, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are pretty two good wide receivers, so I agree with the Dolphins. And also, for that, I've got the Chargers because they got Khalil Mack, which will really help out their defense, and Bobby Wagner's going to the Rams, so that will help them. Alrighty, who got worse?
I think that the Chiefs got worse by losing Tyreek Hill because he's probably their best wide receiver. I think that the Packers got worse because of Davante Adams leaving. And then I think that the Seahawks got worse because Russell Wilson is a really good quarterback and DK Metcalf might want to leave.
I agree with all those. And also the Seahawks, they just kind of have fallen apart. They've lost Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner. They could potentially lose DK Metcalf. They're going to have to draft a lot of good players in the draft. Alrighty, now let's talk about wide receivers. Do you think Adams is going to be a good fit for the Raiders?
I think Davante Adams will be a good fit for the Raiders because I think that if he can get open and Derek Carr can find him getting open, I think that would be good.
Yeah. Alrighty, what do you think about Hill on the Dolphins?
I think that Tyreek Hill is going to do good because he's a good wide receiver. He can get open and he's fast, so that will help him.
Alrighty, and then who are the Chiefs and the Packers going to replace for Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams?
The Chiefs are going... I don't think that the Chiefs are going to get a good enough player for Tyreek Hill, but I think they're going to get a good player in the draft.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to fully replace him, but they can get enough players to kind of meet up to his talent. They got Juju Smith-Schuster, which should help them. If they can draft a pretty good wide receiver, maybe like trade up for some picks in the draft, they could probably replace him enough. And who are the Packers going to replace, do you think?
I think that the Packers are probably going to have to make a trade to get a better wide receiver because Davante is probably one of the best wide receivers in the league, and that's going to be hard to find someone for him.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to even be able to replace him because they don't really have – he was really their only person that they could toss to, and he could score really well and easily. I mean, they have some other good players, but not as well as him. So I don't know who they're going to place for him. Alrighty, now let's talk quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield on the Browns. Where do you think he's going to head, and what do you think?
I think that Baker Mayfield might leave to the Texans because they just lost Deshaun Watson, and now he's on the Browns, which he just took over Baker Mayfield. So plus, Baker Mayfield hasn't been doing so well, so let's see how he does if he leaves.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson has taken over Mayfield at the Browns. Mayfield's not a bad quarterback. It's just he was the number one pick and hasn't really been great. But I think the Browns keep on to him. And if like the teams like the Panthers can't draft like Kenny Pickett, or if teams can't get a quarterback in the draft, then the Browns have Mayfield that they can trade for maybe some defensive players or something. Alrighty. Anything other quarterbacks out there that teams that need quarterbacks?
Yeah. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to leave the Packers without his best wide receiver?
Well, he already resigned, but I think he's going to maybe end his career there or, like, go to one season more somewhere. But I'm pretty sure he's just going to stay there and hopefully end his career there. And I think that are the 49ers going to keep Lance or Garoppolo this year as their starter?
Lance. Also, I have to say that the Seahawks are going to have to either draft someone in the draft or trade for a quarterback because they lost a good quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, they've got people that they could draft in the quarterback like Desmond Ridder or other good quarterbacks, but I don't know who the Seahawks are going to get, or they could maybe trade for Mayfield. Alrighty, and then who do we think is going to be in the playoffs?
I think that the Dolphins are going to make it to the playoff and the Raiders because they got better people and they already, Raiders last year barely missed out by losing to the Bengals. And I think that they're going to come back and make it.
Yeah, and the Raiders, they, like you said, they made it last year. And Adams is just going to add to that and help them even more. They can't really get worse with Adams. So, and then also the hardest division, Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos. I still think that the Chiefs are really well since we haven't really seen. I think that the Broncos, though, I don't know if Russell Wilson can help them much, but I have the Chargers in the fourth spot there, and then I've got the Chiefs at one. At second, I've got the Raiders, and at third, I've got the Broncos. So I think the Chiefs will still be able to make it despite losing Hill.
I probably have the Chiefs going first, then the Chargers, then the Raiders, and then the Broncos, just like what you said.
Yeah. Alrighty, so now let's go to baseball. Opening day is coming up, so let's talk about who got better for that during this offseason and who, like, got worse during this offseason.
I think that the Cubs got worse because they've just been losing all the good players, and that's going to affect them because they're probably not going to do so well.
Yeah, over this year, they've lost third baseman Bryant, shortstop Baez, first base Rizzo, outfielder Kyle Schwarber, pitcher John Lester. They're just really losing everybody. And they signed Marcus Stroman, but I don't really think they're going to do too well. I don't think they're going to have a good year. Alrighty, and then I also have as getting worse for it. I've got if Tatis, Padres, because Tatis, if he can stay healthy, they'll be a good team. But he got surgery on he got surgeries, but I don't know. And then the Astros, they lost Carlos Correa to the Twins. I still think the Astros have enough players to help them. Alrighty, who got better?
I also have the Nationals getting worse because they have been losing some good pitchers and some good infielders. Who I have getting better is the Tigers. I think Javier Baez is going to help them. But they lost Jonathan Villa to the Cubs, so that might affect them a little.
Yeah, and the Tigers also got Austin Meadows in a trade from the Rays. So I think that the Tigers, I still don't think they're going to go to the playoffs, but they definitely have enough players that they can maybe start a rebuilding process. And then I've got the Rangers because they bought two really, really good infielders, Marcus Semien and Corey Seager. And also the Dodgers, of course, they get better, Freddie Freeman and Craig Kimbrell.
I also have the Twins getting better because of Carlos Correa. I think he's going to do good for them.
And also, I think the Braves got better, but they lost Freddie Freeman, but they got a nice replacement for him, Matt Olson. But also last year, they got Ronald Acuna Jr., who got hurt and tore his ACL like halfway through the season, so they didn't really have him. And they still did good with him, but now he's coming back. I think the Braves are still going to be really good and could go back to the World Series.
I think that the Red Sox also got better with Trevor Story, which is shortstop, but since they already have Xander Bogaerts, he's going to have to move to second base, which he's also a good hitter and a good infielder, so that is going to help the Red Sox.
Yeah, even though there's not a lot of good remaining free agents left, let's talk about who the best batters are remaining. Well, I have Michael Confronto, and he's a good outfielder. He's fine, but the Cubs really need outfielder. I think he could go to the Cubs and maybe help them. Alrighty, now to pitchers, I had Johnny Cueto, but he was talking to the Twins and then ended up signing with the White Sox.
I actually had Wilson Ramos as the best one now. Even though he's injured, he is pretty good, so I think that if he can get signed, he's good. The pitcher that I have the best out there is probably J-Hap, because after Johnny QT signed, then that means J-Hap is pretty good, so he might.
Yeah, J-Hap was a really good pitcher with the Blue Jays when he pitched there. He went to the Yankees, he was fine there, and then he went to the Twins, and he just wasn't really good with the Twins. But now he's a free agent, he's getting kind of old. I think he might try to just play baseball for a few more years and then retire, but I don't really see him doing much better.
How do you think Chris Bryant is going to do on the Rockies? You think he's going to help them or just keep them the same?
Well, the Rockies, they lost third baseman Nolan Arenado two years ago. So Chris Bryant can replace him. So I think they'll be just the same. So I think he'll be able to help them better than they did last year, since last year they didn't have a good third baseman. But so they're going to be better than last year, but I don't think they're going to be as good as they've been in the past. Alrighty, so opening day coming up. Let's talk about the games. Jaden, you're going to pick the games.
Okay.
Alrighty, the first game I have is the Red Sox and the Yankees. Starting pitching is, for the Red Sox, Nathan Eovaldi, and the Yankees are pitching Gerrit Cole. What do you think?
I think that the Yankees are going to win because they're all pitching in all-star pitcher Gerrit Cole, and the Red Sox, I don't really know about the pitcher. The Red Sox got a good infield. Not the best outfield, it's still pretty good, and I think that the Yankees have power hitters, so I think they're going to win.
Yeah, alrighty. The next game I've got is the Brewers, and they're pitching Corbin Burns, and the Cubs are pitching Kyle Hendricks.
I think that the Brewers are going to crush the Cubs because the Cubs lost a lot of their good players, and the Brewers, they just have good players.
Yeah, alrighty. The next game is the Nationals, who are pitching Patrick Corbin, and the Mets, who were supposed to be pitching Jacob deGrom, and then he got hurt, and Max Scherzer's also hurt, so they don't actually know who their starting pitcher is right now.
I think that the Mets are going to win because they got some good infielders, but finding a pitcher to pitch is, might be hard because Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer are very good pitchers.
Yeah, they still have plenty of pitchers, but none that are at their level. Alrighty, the next I've got the Mariners, who are pitching Robbie Ray, and the Twins, who are pitching Joe Ryan.
I think that the Twins are going to win because Carlos Correa is good for them, and he's probably, hopefully, going to do good for them.
Yeah, alrighty, and then I've got the Guardians versus the Royals. The Guardians are pitching Shane Bieber, and the Royals are pitching Zach Greinke.
I think that the Royals are going to win because Zach Greinke is a very good pitcher, and I think he's going to do good. Plus, the Royals have a packed infield with, like, Carlos Santana and all their other good players.
Yeah, alrighty. So now let's take a break from these picks and go do some trivia, baseball trivia. Alrighty, so who is the only player to be named MVP in back-to-back All-Star games? At the end of the podcast, we'll answer that. If you think you know it, good job. Alrighty, so now back to the picks. Alrighty. Pirates and the Cardinals. Cardinals are pitching Adam Wainwright, and the Pirates are pitching JT Brubaker. What do you think?
I think that the Cardinals are going to win because they also just have good players on the team, and I think that they're just going to win.
Yeah, already. And then the Padres and the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are pitching Madison Bumgarner, and the Padres are pitching Yu Darvish.
I think the Padres are going to win if Fernando Tatis Jr. can get better, and if all the other players can hit good and field good. And Yu Darvish is a really good pitcher, so that might help them.
Yeah, currently Tatis is day-to-day, so they don't think he'll be ready for opening day, but he should play this season already. And then our next game, we've got Astros and the Angels. The Angels are pitching Shohei Ohtani, and the Astros are pitching Framber Valdez.
I think that the Angels are going to pitch because I think that Mike Trout is going to do really good, hit a home run. But the Angels also did lose Albert Pujols to the Cardinals, so that might affect them for the first baseman. But the Angels got Jared Walsh, who came up from the B's. So I think that the Angels are going to win.
Yeah, the Angels also last year did not have a healthy team. They lost Upton. Trout was out the whole season. They had to bring up, like, Brandon Marsh and Joe Adell from the minor leagues. But Shohei Ohtani is really good. I think the Angels will win as well. Alrighty, and then our final game, Reds and the Braves. The Braves are pitching Max Fried, and the Reds are pitching Tyler Mahey.
I think that the Braves are going to win if they can play good together and work hard and pitch good and hit good.
Alrighty, yeah. So, anything else you'd want to add to any of the opening day games or baseball?
I think that there's going to be one game or two games that's going to score at least 10 or higher, and there's going to be at least two games that don't score any runs.
You think two games are going to go into extra innings, or two teams are just not going to score any points?
Two teams.
Alrighty. Well, let's answer the trivia question of who is the only player to be named MVP in back-to-back All-Star games.
The answer is Mike Trout. If you guessed that, give yourself a pat on the back.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast today, and me and Jaden had fun, so I hope you liked it.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.